They need to be inspired.
And a lot of good people that I never thought I would be able to do.
Because already after day one, it's pushing out of my comfort zone.
You're going to get out of it once you put in the end.
Welcome to Media Now and Forever, a podcast where Aaron and Kate Manful share ideas on what's working in the high school newsroom and beyond.
We decided to bring our dinner conversations over the past 20 plus years directly to you. Me, from the perspective of a high school journalism advisor.
And me, from that of agency life, as owner of Fierce Creative, a graphic and web design agency.
Our plan each episode is to share tips on a variety of subjects, from organizing your team to sharing the tools we use to make it all happen.
Let's get to it. Today we wanted to share with you one of three podcasts from our 2020 camp series. With camp instructor Chris Snyder of Drake University, the class not only learned the fundamentals of putting a podcast together, but they did it. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to our campers. Enjoy this work from the 2020 Media Now online camp.
Welcome to our Media Now podcast online this year. Super fun and new things happening. So today we have Lillian joining us.
Hi.
I'll let you introduce.
Hi, I'm Lillian Mann. I go to Lee Summit High School in Missouri. And I think, sorry.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Let's just start off with some questions then, I guess. So we all know that schools were canceled early due to COVID, and then lots of schools didn't really have a good response to that because they weren't prepared enough to do online schools. What's your opinion? Do you think that we're going to be able to go back to school in the fall, or do you think we'll have to do online learning again?
Well, I feel like if we control this, we'll be able to go back in the fall, or we might do like every other day kind of thing at school. But it's scary to think about a situation where we don't go to school and it's going to be online again, because that was really hard to deal with the first time.
Yeah, I agree. I think my school is planning on doing something like every other day, because my school is just so big that they, like, there's really not a way to social distance, mm-hmm. like, with that many kids, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. What are some other questions we can ask about this?
I think our schools, like, the school here is doing a way to opt for online. So if you don't want your kids to go to school, they can just fully go online. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because, yeah, they did send out a survey to us where it was like, you know, how much comfortability would you have with sending your kid back? And I guess that would be good to, like, have the resources available for people who want to be online. But, you know, still giving the kids who are better in-school learners that option too. But, you know, they say that we're probably going to have a second peak pretty soon. So I don't really know how, if, you know, the trend keeps trending up, if they're going to, like, just assume that it won't stop and they just will choose not to send this back.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead.
Young people, like people our age, are going out without masks and socializing a lot. So that is causing the spike to go back up, because we're more immune, and then we go to, like, we go home and we see our grandparents and then they get it, and that is causing a more fluctuate up to the second peak.
Yeah, that's a really good point, that lots of people who, like, have as much, like, threat, I guess, to it, are feeling like they can just go out and do whatever and they don't really care. But then obviously you're taking that to people who could possibly have it, which is just not safe, which is again why, like, there's so many different people in our schools with different, you know, health issues and things like that, that if we did go back, and even if they tried to make us wear masks and stuff, there's lots of students that wouldn't like wear masks, they wouldn't choose to. So do you think the kids in your school would like choose to do that, or like how would they react to all the regulations and stuff?
Well, before we had online school, there was like a very few students who were wearing masks. And then I think a very large amount would wear masks. But then there would be the select few that would say that it's too annoying to wear, or I don't think it's going to actually help, or I just don't want to. And that those people create a problem. And that's why I think they're just going to do online, because it's easier and it's less of a mess until they like figure out the vaccine and they figure out a way to control this and not have this a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. For the vaccine, do you think that like, if let's say we get a vaccine out by Christmas, do you think that they'll require everyone in the school to get it and then send them back for the second semester? Or how do you think it'll work when we get the vaccine?
I do think it'll be like a requirement to go to school to get your like your flu shots and everything like that. I think that will be like an annual thing to get, so that way you're not causing other people to be sick. So
That's really the whole issue, is like we have no way to control other people, is really the whole issue with sending a bunch of high schoolers and even like elementary school kids and stuff like that back to school, because we have no way to make sure that we can't get other people sick.
Mm-hmm.
Students, if you're looking to expand your communication skill set, anything from writing and design to photography and video, check out our course offerings at medianow.press. Advisors, we have training for you as well, and we are here year-round to offer support. Our goal is to help you get better and get to that next level. See what we have to offer at medianow.press, and follow us along on socials at medianowbuzz.